What are your true goals? What do you really want to achieve? How much money do you want to make? What type of legacy do you want to lead for and leave for your family? You know, life is very fleeting. It comes to you very fast, and you've got to make sure that you know how to maximize the moment. If you're a teenager and you're listening to this, then you understand that the world has so many different opportunities. But if you don't give yourself enough commitment, if you don't pay attention to details, if you aren't asking the right questions, if you aren't really putting yourself out there, if you aren't taking courageous and bold steps to really put yourself in position to let the people who are in your life really show you some things, and if you don't take enough intellectual curiosity to go after and start wondering and asking questions aloud about the world and the things that happen in the world, and maybe you're interested in a particular field, maybe it's science, maybe it's math, maybe it's technology, maybe it's the arts, maybe it's literature, and you're not talking to people or researching or trying to find out more about those things, then my concern is that you're not really putting in all the effort you need to in order to be a true leader for your future. There are some of you who are in college right now and you're having a great time. You're having some of the best times of your life, and I'm not knocking it. I think that college is a great time for you to kind of explore, get a chance to see new things, meet new people, exchange different ideas. But at the same time, it's a great opportunity for people to be distracted. Maybe you come from a small town, and being in a big city now for college is a huge change for you. And so you've got to try to figure out how to adjust to the way in which big city people and people who've had that experience move and interact with others, as opposed to maybe some of the more community-based living that you might find in a more rural area. There may be some of you who have had really strict parents, and now you get a chance to have a lot more freedom, and you almost don't know what to do with yourself because you have so much more freedom. There are some of you who, you know, that your parents raised you in a very religious home. They taught you really good morals. They brought you up in a certain way. And now you get a chance to see at a very high level some of the different things people can get into in terms of different activities, different substances, just a number of different things. And so you're trying to figure out, should I mess with those things? I'd like to kind of see what those things are about. Or even more, you may find yourself head over heels for someone that you've met. Maybe they have a really great presence. Maybe they speak with a lot of passion. Maybe they carry themselves in a very, very humongous and loving and tender and just a very attractive way. And you want to be associated with that. You want to spend time with that person. And in your hopes of being able to spend time with that person, you may later find out that you aren't the only one that they're trying to hang out with. You aren't the only one that people are trying to spend their time with. And so that may break your heart a little bit. You may be a student in college right now, and you've always made A's. Maybe you had a great relationship and interaction with your teachers, and now you're finding yourself getting B's and B minuses on assignments because maybe there's a little bit more rigor. Maybe there's a little bit more of a need or a threshold that you've got to meet, and it may require you to do some new things in order to meet that professor's expectations. I say all these things because everyone is in the middle of something in their lives. Every one of us, whether you're the executive of a multinational organization or you're getting ready to start your first internship later this week, everyone is in the middle of something. Maybe you're trying to close a major deal that could really be life-changing for you, or maybe you're just trying to meet the quarterly goals to make sure that you can keep your job and keep your store open. Everyone is in the middle of something. And what I want you to do is recognize that you are not alone in your struggle. You are not alone in the things that you are trying to achieve. You, however, are in the middle of a battle, and it's up to you to win. So if you're trying to win, I'm glad you're tuned in, because I'm going to talk to you about some different mindsets, different strategies, different approaches, and most importantly, different perspectives that can get you to where you need to be. The first thing you want to do is examine yourself. Figure out who it is that you truly are. Are you a hard worker, or do you like to believe that you're a hard worker? Do you find yourself inspired by hearing the testimony of other people? Are you a person that kind of shies away from having to do like public speaking? Are you a person that kind of shies away from taking the spotlight? What are the things that drive you? What are the things that you want to achieve? And I want you to be honest with yourself, because it's very easy for us to stand up and say who we are. But deep down inside, if the universe is watching, the universe understands who we are. And so there's no need to put up a facade or pretend. If you're still trying to become all that you can be, that's fine, but be honest with yourself. And then start looking at, what are my strengths? Am I a good people person? Am I a good listener? Am I a person that has a great personality but doesn't always listen really, really well? Am I the type of person that needs to take a few more notes because I'm having so many different interactions with people and I have the best of intentions, but by the time I get home, I have completely forgotten about all of those things just because my life is moving at a fast clip? You've got to be honest with yourself. You need to, what we call in the business of personal development, take inventory of what your strengths are and take inventory of what your challenges are. If you know that it's hard for you to sit still for more than 30 minutes, then you need to schedule maybe a two or three minute break to stretch your legs, get the body moving, get the blood circulating. You've got to take ownership of who you are. Oftentimes in life, what we do is we see people who have achieved success and we would love to be there. So we aspire, we put all of our aspirations and ambitions onto them, and we kind of live throughout vicariously their successes. But what I want you to do is really take ownership of who you are, what your strengths are, what your challenges are, and then start to work through those things. Because if you don't work through those things, you won't be able to become the best version of yourself. So the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is take inventory of who you are. The next thing I want you to do, understand the landscape of where you are. What do I mean by that? If you're working in a sales arena, if you're working on selling different products, you need to take a look at, how are your peers and your colleagues doing in sales? Are they doing really well in the sales? Are they doing about the same as you are? How challenging is that landscape? What is the landscape for that market? Is it a new product? Is it something that people are really interested in? Or is it going to be one of those items that you have to do a business-to-business transaction? And so it's really dependent upon how much money every company that you're trying to sell your product or service to really has, and whether or not they want to take that risk or take that leap to buy your product or your service. You've got to take a look at the landscape. The reason why I tell you that is because in order to really become the best version of yourself, you need to understand the moment that you're in. You have to understand the moment that you're in. For that college student that's getting ready to hopefully pursue their bachelor's degree or go into the military or go into a training program, any of those things, you have to understand the moment that you're in. If you want to be as successful as you want to be, you've got to understand the moment that you're in. Because what often happens is we may find ourselves in moments and not realize until after the fact how important that moment truly was. And so when you understand the moment that you're in and you understand the landscape, you understand the interconnected layers and components of the people, the places, and the things that are happening, then you can make that much more of an impact because you showed up and you were what we call fully aware. If you know that you've got a lot of sales that are due at a certain particular time of the year or the month or the quarter, then you need to put those calendar dates somewhere where you can see them. And then you need to start working on miniature goals that will allow you to make it to your intended goal. And when you start early enough, that's another key point. Make sure you're starting early enough, because there may be hiccups, bumps, software glitches, traffic, website crashes, you name it. So many different little things that can go on that may be unexpected, but you should anticipate, because these things are going to happen. That's a normal component of life. These hiccups, these bumps, these surprises, they happen. So when you start early, you're giving yourself essentially enough time for grace and all the surprises and the hiccups of whatever may happen, so that you can easily adjust yourself and get to the business of doing what you need to do. If you're trying to get into health and fitness and you're trying to exercise more, set up a plan. You know whether or not it's going to be best for you to start working out early in the morning or work out in the middle of the day or work out in the evening. You know what your schedule's like. I say maximize it. You've got to really make sure that you're using your time wisely. You've got to make sure you're using your time wisely. When you're driving, yes, it's good to listen to music to relax, but if you can, maybe listen to a podcast, maybe listen to a seminar. For those of you who are working in sales, for those of you who are working on different things, maybe it's better for you to listen to some of the meeting notes that you have. Maybe you take a recorder, maybe take voice notes at a meeting and you listen to them and you come up with different ideas. You kind of extrapolate or you kind of follow up with some of your colleagues on some of the things that they said. That's someone who is taking more action and they are being proactive. They're not being reactive. If you can be proactive in your life, when you can start to go on your own in this race of life, you know you want to get on your mark, you want to get set, but in the game of life, it's up to you to go. You may not always hear a starter pistol if you understand the metaphor. Some of us haven't got started. We haven't even gotten set yet, you know? And none of us are always on our mark, but those who are excellent, they always stay on their mark and they're always on the go. And so when you can incorporate these components, when you can incorporate these strategies, when you come in with a sense of mindfulness, when you start to plan ahead, when you are more proactive, when you understand the landscape, when you bring all of those things together, you're on your way. The next thing I'm going to tell you to do, the next piece of advice that I'm going to share with you is this. Make sure you find someone who you trust or respect or admire. And if you can't find any of those, find someone who at least has credibility and let them review, let them critique, let them give you feedback on what you have done. You know, when we're talking about business and we're talking about resumes, people who are resume creators and writers, they'll tell candidates all the time that, listen, a lot of people personally are pleased with the work that they've put into their resume and they think it's a work of art. However, for that hiring manager or that human resource director, they're looking for something totally different than what you may have just created. When you have a coach and you're working in sports, you're doing the best thing you can do. Maybe you're doing free throws. Maybe you're running passes. Maybe you're doing drills. You may think that you're doing your absolute level best. But when you have somebody from the outside looking in, they can give you some objective feedback to let you know if you're right on track and maybe know where you need to tweak some things, maybe show you where you need to kind of fall back on a few things, meaning you should decrease certain areas of what you're doing. But then they may see something that you're doing really well and tell you to do that even more. And so whatever you're doing, at some point, you've got to get feedback. You could imagine someone, there's an old story of an old lady, and she had a really bad roof, and she didn't have a lot of money. And one day, a gentleman showed up, started working on the roof. He was doing a great job. He brought his guys out, and she felt like someone had answered her prayers. The gentleman came out. He worked on it for weeks and weeks. She was so humbled by it. She brought him lemonade. She brought him cake. She brought the team sandwiches, and they were grateful as well. And so she just felt as though everything was going well and that her prayers were being answered. And there's nothing wrong with that. When everything was done, when everything was complete, the man came to the lady's house, knocked on the front door, knocked on the door and said, "Ma'am, we finished the roof." She's like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You were so helpful. I cannot thank you enough." He then went on to say, "Well, ma'am, the bill is due and it's this amount." The lady, not having any money, said, "Oh, bless your heart. I had no idea. I thought that you were doing this out of the goodness of your heart." The gentleman found out, the builder, the guy that was working on the roof, he found out that the house he was supposed to be working on was actually the house across the street. You can imagine how devastated that man felt. He didn't get feedback. He didn't get feedback early on. He didn't check to make sure what he was working on was the right thing at the right time at the right place. Oftentimes, and similarly, you may be working your tail off. You may be busting your behind. You may be doing some great work. But if you're not getting feedback, you might be doing everything for something else that's not going to get you where you need to be. Folks, this is volume one of today's talk, and I hope it was impactful. I hope it was practical, and I hope it was relatable. When we have these talks, it's really to get you from where you are mentally to where you want to be in reality. And so the more that we have these talks, my expectation is that you're going to grow and that you're going to take action. My philosophy is very simple. When we work together, we win every time. So I'm glad that we got a chance to get together today, and I look forward to doing it again. We'll see you next time.